the Korean Peninsula, China, and Japan have had often bad relations because of Japan's military actions. And in fact, the entire Korean Peninsula was a Japanese colony formally from 1910 to 1945, really unofficially from 1895. Many East Asians have very long memories, particularly about Japan's rule over Korea and, of course, their actions in much of China as well. And so this is still a major part of East Asia's relations, even to this day.
Well, we've been watching a bit unnerved lately the testing of those missiles from North Korea over the past week, and it's no secret that North Korea has nuclear weapons. But what is curious is the timing of these missile tests. Is this a ploy to be noticed again with all the attention focused now on Iran?
Yes, it probably is in part. As you recall, early in the Bush administration, the president made a speech in which he termed the axis of evil, Iran, Iraq, and North Korea. So this is in part, I suppose one might say, an effort to gain attention. But there's probably much more to it than that. For example, I think North Korea doesn't have much to sell except missiles and counterfeit currency. And this might in part be advertising for potential buyers of certainly its short-range and medium-range missiles.
We talk about the people, and North Korea is a terribly impoverished nation, and many people don't realize that there are a lot of people who've gone hungry in North Korea, very poor. Obviously, sanctions are hurting the people more than the leaders in that communist nation. So is there anything anybody can do to help ordinary North Koreans?
In the 1990s, it is estimated that because of a couple of famines and a drought, that approximately 10% of North Koreans died of either malnutrition or starvation or related diseases. And this is, somewhere between 1 million and 2 million people. And they are still in need of a great deal of food aid, much of which does come from China, but also from South Korea, Japan, and the United States. But the conundrum here is that a lot of the food aid certainly goes to the military, which is, the strongest institution in North Korea. And this helps prop up the government. It is certainly true, if even some of the stories about Kim Jong-il are correct, he lives quite a lavish lifestyle.
Talk about thousands of movies that he has in his library and all the clothing, and which I think he only has one outfit that he wears in public.
Exactly, and he has wine shipped in from France and so on, yes. And certainly he takes care of the military first and foremost, because that is the institution of power in North Korea, and the North Korean military gets at least 25% of North Korea's total budget.
Kim Il-sung was well revered, as is the son now. I mean, they're both regarded as extra human, as if they're gods.
Yes.
Is that a product of a totalitarian regime? Or, how does that continue to fly in North Korea? Or is it because the people just don't know any better?
Well, certainly a product of totalitarian regimes is to have, all power vested in one leader, preferably charismatic, but at least an all-powerful leader. And Kim Il-sung and his son Kim Jong-il are, both regarded essentially as divinities, having both both secular and sacred power. Kim Jong-il, although it is known that he was really born in a small town in Manchuria in the early 1940s, the official histories have him born on Korea's most sacred mountain, during a double rainbow. So certainly many people believe this because, their faith is in their top leaders, Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il. And interestingly, although Kim Il-sung died in 1994 of a heart attack, in 1998, 4 years later, he was named the eternal president of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. So he is technically the head of state, even though he died in 1994.